Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Hey, Megan. Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Megan Edge for a very, very important show. This is on the edge of an unbalanced time. And you got a dose earlier of what that starts to look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it is we either going to do or not do about it. But more importantly, we're going to talk about exactly what that means and what we mean when we say the edge. For those of you that know Megan, you know everything about what I'm about to say. First of all, amazing, amazing facilitator of well-being and wellness and healing. Mm. Right out of the gate, working with women, teaching them what she has learned. So she is the knowledge transfer of what we like to call contemporary modern healing. And it is about looking at the beliefs that each of us have and understanding how our beliefs are going to get us to where we want to go or not get us to where we want to go. But beyond all of that, every time she comes on, every show, she is creating. And what that means is she's creating solutions based on what you all have talked to her about, what you all maybe have emailed about, what you all have said you want more of. And so today we're looking at, as a master healer and teacher, international radio show host, speaker, writer, author of The Heart's Journey. Today, as usual, on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, her radio show, her podcast, we tackle something that is the number one struggle internally right now with folks in North America. And this is a conversation that folks don't even know how to begin to have because we don't quite have a bubble to put it in. But that's where this show comes in. And that's where Megan comes in. There you go with that.
Thank you, Pat. That was a beautiful introduction. And I just want to say how much I enjoy when we get together every month and we get to do these amazing shows and all the lead up, all the conversations that you and I have in the background in order to get ready to do these shows for the public. And just how much I enjoy spending that time with you. It's a highlight of my month.
It's a highlight for me too, because it is a time where, and this is what I encourage people to do right now. A lot of people are coming together and they're connecting. What I'm going to encourage people to do exactly what Megan and I are talking about. What Megan does is she helps build community in a creative, innovative way and helps us tap into our genius. And these shows that we do together are a result of that. And that is not something that's unique to Megan or unique to me. And that's part of the conversation today, isn't it?
Well, it is, Pat. And, you know, what I'm watching unfold over these last 4 weeks, especially in North America, as we started to recognize what was coming towards us and how we were going to best deal with it, is this incredible burst of creativity in that people are really stepping up. Anyone who has any ounce of leadership in them is stepping forward and is trying to create some place for people to land in all of this. So I'm seeing new podcasts. I'm seeing my contemporaries taking a risk that they hadn't taken before and starting their own shows or going live on Facebook in their communities or just even on their own Facebook page to try to stay connected with each other. Because even though there's all this social distancing right now, it really, I don't feel like it should be called social distancing, because I think we're creating more social connection and interconnection than we've probably ever had before. And especially on platforms like Zoom or Skype, or even just picking up the old fashioned phone and reaching out to one another to check in on each other and asking, how can we be helpful, or how can we help? And I know that not everybody's doing that. I mean, one of the things we're going to be talking about today is how this current situation is bringing out either the best in people or the not best in people, depending on what someone's triggers are and depending on what they're coming into this situation with. I mean, and I mean that in terms of, were they already a positive, upbeat person who liked to interact with others and liked to be helpful, or were they not that kind of person? You know, whoever they were coming into this, that gets accelerated. But at the same time, each person has the potential to change anything within themselves that they want to change. And this could be a really great opportunity, this time, to do that. And then the other thing I wanted to touch on, just as we go into our conversation, we titled this episode, On the Edge of an Unbalanced Time.
Yeah.
And as we were doing the introduction, this light bulb went off in my head. We've actually been in an unbalanced time. We've been in an unbalanced time for decades. This whole industrial era that we're in right now has created such incredible unbalance. And we see it in the environment. We see it in our relationships. We see it in the way that we do work and that we do business. We've actually been on the edge of an unbalanced time, or we've been in an unbalanced time. Perhaps now we're coming out of an unbalanced time in that we're able to see things from a different perspective. People who were workaholics who can't work right now can no longer define themselves through their work, right? An unbalance in relationship is either going to come to the surface and explode and have to be dealt with, or it's going to be healed through that same process. We're looking at what's happening in the environment right now. Pollution levels are way down. Waters are clearing up. Animals are coming back. Birds are singing. People in New York are seeing stars and they're able to look out their windows. This is unprecedented. So perhaps our title for the show is actually even more relevant than we originally thought when we titled it. We are coming out of an unbalanced time, and we have this incredible potential to move into a balanced time out of all of this.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I was struck by when we first decided to talk about this and to where we are today, and I only know one way to put it, right? And it's in the words of one of our listeners that contacted me maybe a week ago. And I thought this would be a great time to talk about it. And to summarize her words, she basically was saying, thank you for keeping the positive beat. Mm. And she went through almost like a poem. But the gist of it was, in the face of this. And one of the things, one of the lines that I remembered from it was, in the face of having $8 left in my bank account for myself, my business, $8 left. And then she went on to say, I still get a smile from listening to your shows and your hosts. $8 left in a bank account, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is now, with mm-hmm. no relief in sight.
Right.
And to be able to say, despite this, mm-hmm. I'm still filled with gratitude and joy.
Yes. Yes.
But that is a rough road. $8 in your account for people that have never had, what is that, an overdrawn bank account ever?
Mm-hmm. And this is, as much as we look at what's positively being impacted, we really also want to be acknowledging and really letting people know that we see them. We see their struggles. We see what they're going through. We see their uncertainty, their fear, their anxiety. This is all the collateral damage that's occurring right now for people. And yes, we can be in an amazing place of gratitude if we can cultivate that. And yes, we can look for the silver lining. It doesn't change the day to day that people are going through right now. And what I want more than anything for people is to be able to just reach out and give them a huge virtual hug, you know, and just, just let them know that we see them.
Yeah.
That we know it's scary right now and it's okay to be scared. I was talking with a woman yesterday. She messaged me when I was on a essential oils call. There was a group that was doing a class on essential oils, and she messaged me and she said, "I have a sore throat. What oils can I use?" And I wrote her back and said, "Hang on a second. Let me just come off the Zoom call I'm on so I can give you my undivided attention." And the first thing I asked her was, "How are you feeling emotionally? Like, we'll talk about your sore throat in a moment, but let's look at what's coming up for you around having this sore throat." And she simply wrote back and said, "I'm terrified." And I said to her, "What would a sore throat have meant to you 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago if you got a sore throat?" And she said, "It would just mean I was getting a cold." I said, "Okay, so let's start there. Let's assume you're just getting a cold." And, you know, just to try to take her back from the brink, she was on the edge of falling into complete and abject terror and despair because she had a sore throat, right? It may end up being this thing that's going around.
Yeah.
It may not. It may just be a cold. But the fact of the matter is that that immediate trigger response to a symptom that we are so familiar with, we've grown up our whole lives with sore throats, not a big deal. But now it is a big deal because of what it could potentially be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so for me, wanting to continue to connect with community and to create places where people can land and they can say, "Okay, I can talk to you. I've got someone I can talk to who can just pull me back from the edge and help me see how I can keep breathing through all of this," literally keep breathing through all of this.
Mm. You know, that's why we're doing this show today. We're going to take a short break, Megan. When we come back, we're going to talk about how our respective governments are handling it. Your government, of course, Canadian, mine, United States of America. We're going to have a chat about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be an interesting one. But the thing that we all know is outside of the government, people need help.
Mm-hmm.
People need spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional help. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back on The Edge. Yep. Playing on The Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Great show she does, Radical Change with Ease. Today, Megan, right, we're talking about on the edge of an unbalanced life. Before we dig in and talk more about what's unbalanced, how do people find out more about you?
I'm so easy to find. Megan Edge Healing across the board. Megan Edge Healing on Facebook, Megan Edge Healing on LinkedIn, Megan Edge Healing on YouTube. Our YouTube channel right now is getting all kinds of hits, which is really, really great because there's a ton of resources, free resources. Lots of my, all of our radio shows are there. The other shows that I do, the Essentials Roundtable, my Essential Oils show, all kinds of workshops that I've done, public speaking that I've done, visualizations. There's a ton of stuff there. And for those people who have the time right now, what a great resource to really lift yourself up and learn some tools and techniques to help you navigate this time that we're in. I love getting emails. Please email me. There are so many other places to connect right now, and I'm losing track, quite honestly, of whether it's coming through Messenger or it's coming through LinkedIn or it's coming through Instagram. Old-fashioned email, megan@meganedge.ca. Easy, easy peasy. And that's also my website, is megan@meganedge.ca. And I would love to hear from people.
This is really the time really to really look at hearing from people. For those of you out there, if you want to find out more about me, for the moment, just go to the drpatshow.com. You're going to hear a bunch of new things coming out here shortly. Today we're talking about unbalance, but we're also now moving into the segment on how our government's doing. How's your government handling the crisis?
I think
you're from Canada, so we should set the stage.
That's right. So Canada, Trudeau is our prime minister. I think Canada's doing a really good job. I'm really proud of the way that our government is handling it. And like anything, there's always going to be criticism. But that notwithstanding, our government got on this really quickly. Within a week of the initial recommendation to shut down and to pull non-essential services off of the streets, they were already looking at how can we help people financially. So I'm a small business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't qualify for unemployment insurance, which is what people get if they're working a regular sort of 9-to-5 job and they get laid off or something happens to their work. So normally I wouldn't qualify for EI, but under these circumstances, our government said for small businesses and people who wouldn't normally qualify for it, we're going to change that. And within 2 weeks of the initial shutdown, they already had their system open and set up, and I was able to go on the computer and within a very short period of time qualify for some relief. And it's not just a little bit of relief, it's a significant amount of relief. It's not what I would make in a month normally, but it's more than enough to help us right now. And then especially also my husband is able to get regular EI. So between the two of us, we're going to be okay. And then our landlords, who actually live in the U.S., but own the house that we live in up here in Victoria, there's a mandate that came down for landlords to help their tenants. So either cut the rent or the landlord themselves could apply for a $500 assistance that would go towards each renter's rent as to come off of their rent. So we're able to now pay half of our rent compared to what we were paying before. So with those measures in place, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. And that breathing room just makes such a difference. as we continue to, you know, work where we can and build what we can, but recognizing as well that these are uncertain and very unusual times, and there is an emotional component to it. It's not business as usual, at least at the ground level, right? So those are some of the things that our government has put in place for people. Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question, and people may not know this. Canada is not quite set up like the United States. We have states, but Canada has districts or provinces.
We have provinces.
Yeah, provinces. Okay. Provinces. So the equivalent to what's happening here looks like this. What province are you in?
British Columbia.
All right, British Columbia. So the scenario you described is one where your prime minister said, as a nation.
That's right, federal level.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
We did not do that. Mm. We did not do that as a nation.
Right.
We pretty much took a while to come out as a nation and offer relief. And even this morning, and I talked about this in the last show, even this morning, there was an article that said, if you filed for the loan, you may have to go back in and file again. Mm. In terms of getting relief for payroll, I finally was able to file through my bank, and my bank was helpful, and I shot them an email this morning, and I said, look, I mean, how do we find out about the payroll relief? Because that's one place. And then over here in the Small Business Administration is where I filed for the other loan. And I have a number, but there's no way to actually find out what's happening. So we were to get $10,000 out of the gate, boom, in your account. Mm-hmm. Now, I think there are some people that may have gotten it. I'm not one of them. The other side of this is that now here we are, and everybody, every man, woman for themselves. The great news is, for the first time in our history that I could think about, is almost no one is excluded. And I say almost no one is excluded. Apparently, my immigration lawyer friends tell me that immigrants are not included. I don't even want to take that on today for a moment. Yeah. Even if you're working here, like let's say you're on a working visa here, like Microsoft has a lot of working people. Right. So there's that. So as of today, every state, like not a prime minister like you, we do have our president that comes out and talks. Mm-hmm. But most people are watching Governor Cuomo on CNN every day to get what's really going on.
Right.
My governor came on yesterday and couldn't figure out what, if anything, the state is doing to help people. So I'm just giving you a very short scenario. And right by now, you're probably super confused, right? Right about now. So, but he said something yesterday that was very alarming. And that was, we may be all getting out of this shelter in place by May 4th. And then they ask him about it. Well, maybe we'll have to extend. So let's talk about communication as a starting point, because I could get into the details of what people should do and not do. But that was the last hour. But this is about communication. See, it sounds like you have one voice.
We have one voice, and Trudeau comes out every day or so, and he lets everybody know what's going on. And then each of the provinces has their own leadership as well.
Okay.
Their premiers. And then each municipality has their mayors as well. So there's a hierarchy of communication. The communication, though, seems to be fairly clear all the way down the line. Everyone is on board with what's going on. And the provinces themselves, although there's discrepancies in the number of cases that are showing up in each provinces and the way that the provinces dealt with the initial wave as it came through, there is a consistency across the country. So there's an expectation of a certain behavior on the part of the public. Not everyone's complying, and not everyone really necessarily is doing it the same way. But for the most part, most people are practicing the physical distancing. If they're non-essential, they're not going to work. They're trying to work from home if they can or if they're able to. They're looking out for one another. There's a lot of waving on the streets, you know, from the proper distances, checking in on each other. We here in BC, we have our leadership in terms of the medical community. So we get updates every single day, letting us know what's happening, what's going on, what the numbers are, how many people have survived, how many people have recovered. So there's a lot of communication, it seems, going on, and a lot of hands being extended to help one another at the federal, provincial, and the municipal levels. It's not easy for everybody, obviously, and we have a large homeless population here in the southern part of BC, especially Vancouver and Victoria, where I'm from. I'm not there at the moment. I'm over on Main Island, one of the Gulf Islands. And even with that, there's a lot of the public are helping as much as they can. So the city has set up places where people can drive up, stay in their car, open up the boot of their car, the trunk of their car, and the volunteers will come and take out the groceries or take out the bedding, like the sleeping bags and the tents that are being asked for, and then making sure that the people who are living on the streets have that kind of protection and can in some way practice that physical distancing as well. Because the realization is that if this gets into the homeless population, that's a very vulnerable population health-wise. And that could be a tipping point right there. So the whole community is coming together. I'm getting my goosebumps actually as I'm saying it. It's really quite amazing to see that level of community support that we're experiencing here.
This is really one of the things that's so exciting about talking with you today, is because we're finding, as you just mentioned, we can't make sense of things. That's mm-hmm. why I was so grateful to have Jonathan Bell on, who is helping people get through this. But I will say this, you know, we don't know here in the United States when any money will hit our business accounts. We don't know.
Yeah.
I'm working with my team to try to help them get through the rejection letters they're getting for unemployment benefits. And earlier this week, we made it very clear to the rest of our team, file for unemployment. If you have not done so, you need to file.
Right.
Because the ripple effect of what's happening is that most businesses, unless they get some sort of relief here, whether you're sole proprietor, whatever it is, it's available to almost everybody. There are some exceptions. I had to go through the list again. There are some exceptions. But for the most part, you have filed and you should have that $10,000 check.
Right.
We don't. And wow. There's no way to find out if you're going to get it. In terms of the payroll, the PPP here in the United States, up until last Friday, I went out and I filled out the PPP form. And then the next step, because the system wasn't online yet, the next step was, now you have the form, find some business hub that is taking your form. So Linda helped me find the list. But Saturday, I got a call from my bank who said, we now have a portal. So I went through and I filed through there.
Right.
But this is not just my story. What happened earlier was, you know, we had Jonathan say this is happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. When we come back, this is a scenario where if you weren't feeling unbalanced 8 weeks ago, mm-hmm. you might be getting a sense of it now. When we come back, Megan's going to help us with, what the heck do we do? Like, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, but no matter how you look at either one of those, it's an ugly scene. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Of course, this is Playing on the Edge Radio. Megan Edge is host of this. I get to hang out with her. We're talking about on the edge of an unbalanced time. We were talking during the break, kind of getting each other caught up on, you know, what each of us is doing and how we're doing it, what we're doing. And I was telling you, Megan, that I was listening to our governor yesterday, and I kind of walked away from that a little bit more confused than I was before, because It sounded like in this state, and I hope he clarified, but it sounded like there's this May 4th date floating around out there. I don't know what that means. Like, that back to work.
Yeah, that seems a little too soon. A little too soon.
Well, it seems too soon if you're following our numbers in the state. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that I wanted to say, I did a show and you heard the interview yesterday. If you go to the website weather.com, coronavirus, weather.com, because the Weather Channel and IBM owns the Weather Channel. So IBM, this is an IBM business, but if you go to weather.com, which is the Weather Channel, and it's weather.com coronavirus, what they've done is they have a statistics page and you can look at how you're doing. And that's why I was a little shocked if you look at our state, because between the 11th and today, we have not flattened out. We flattened out for 2 days, the 7th and the 8th.
Right.
And from the 7th and the 8th, we went from 9,000 cases up to 11,000 from the 8th. This is the 14th.
Right.
So we went up, and so do the number of deaths. Mm-hmm. In King County, for example, they have a 37% increase in 1 week. They have a 34% increase in deaths. So right. when I look at these, and these are not all of them, the Weather Channel says caveat, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. And then I hear May 4th or 5th, and certainly we all heard May 1st, so everybody was waiting for that, but then we heard Easter. I want to talk about communication, because I don't know that folks know what to watch. So everybody's watching Governor Cuomo come on CNN every day. Mm. How are you all communicating?
Oh, well, the same ways. And we've got the news and the internet. And, you know, here's what I would say to all of that. There is so much information out there. If we were not already in information overload before this all started, and I think we were, it's mind-boggling. It is overwhelming. What I personally have chosen to do is to not actually look at much of it. Every few days, I'll sit down in the morning and I'll scroll through, okay, what's happening in Victoria? What's happening in BC? What's happening in Canada? Quick check on the rest of the world. Okay, shut it down. Because there isn't an awful lot that I can do in this moment to affect any of that. And the more that I watch it and the more I let myself get caught up in it, the more likely it is that that's what's going to be on my mind. And I'm going to go into obsession around it. Oh my gosh, what can we do? The sky is falling. And it is for a lot of people. I'm not trying to minimize that at all. I think what is the best thing you can do is to choose one or two reliable sources that you trust and just listen to them. That would be my best advice. You know, if you trust your governor, then listen to your governor. If you trust CNN or your local news station or your doctor friend, like, just find one or two reliable sources and get most of your information from there. If something really big or major happens, you'll find out about it regardless. So that's my approach. I figure I don't need to be on the news every day. I don't need to be scrolling through my feed every day. I can just check in, see, okay, you know, we're still in this, haven't heard anything differently. And then go and do anything else but obsess about what's going on, about things that I don't have any control over. You know, one of the best things that you can be doing right now for yourself is taking care of your health to the best of your ability. And I know it's easier for some than others for lots of reasons. But the best that you can do, if you can get outside, then go outside. If you can get the sun on your skin, get the sun on your skin. Be drinking lots of water, lots of hot teas, coffee, any warm beverage that you can have. If you get a symptom, just take a breath. What can you do to stay grounded in all of this? Because the more you panic, the more there is stress, the weaker your immune system. It's just a fact. We know this. Stress impacts our health. We're in a very stressful time. It's through the roof, but you can choose how you're going to be in it from moment to moment in order to boost your immune system. And it isn't to say that if you do all of these things, you're not going to be affected by this. You might still contract it, but you may also have a better chance of surviving it and recovering if you're in a healthy state of mind and body, right? So yes, the communication is important, but you can do communication overload really easily. And I would suggest don't do communication overload if you can at all help it. Yeah. Just know what you need to know for that day and perhaps the next 2 days. We don't know beyond that right now. None of us.
Yeah, no, clearly what I find is, you're right, I was more glued to the news than I am now. And I just decided, you know, I need to be more glued to what I'm doing for my staff, what we're doing for our listenership. And that's really, for me, that was so important to make that shift. And I love your suggestions about that, because I don't think you and I are talking about, you know, putting our heads in the sand. That's not what we're saying, no. Right? I wouldn't be able to do a show like I did earlier in this show with you, if that's the case, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the time that, if there was ever a time where self-care was more important than just about anything else, it's like now.
Yes. Yeah. And smart self-care.
Yeah.
You know, we're hearing up here in Canada about what your president is advising people to do in terms of taking a particular medication. Okay. And the results of that, what's happening with that, mm-hmm. and some of the news around his stake in the company that makes this product. And yeah. we're just shaking our heads up here, to be perfectly honest. And I know many of you are as well. There's that sort of fear mongering around, okay, well, it's zinc, it's vitamin C, it's quinine, it's the next thing. And everybody rushes out and, you know, stocks up on it.
Yeah.
Overdosing on zinc and vitamin C is not going to actually help you in the moment.
No,
it's having not. Vitamin C every day, perhaps in, you know, a manageable amount, you can overdose on even the most benign things if you're taking too much of it. You can overdose on water. I would just love for people to take a step back and think practical.
Yeah.
Okay. If the advice is 8 glasses of water a day, then have 8 glasses of water a day. You know, if it's drink warm teas, then have 3 or 4 cups of tea a day. But you don't have to be sitting there constantly, you know, drinking your tea all day long. Your body is very wise. Your body has incredible wisdom. If instead of going into the sky is falling, when the next thing comes out that somebody has said could be the answer or the solution, just take a moment and talk to your body. What is it that I need right now? You know, what does my heart need? What does my body need? And take that time to listen to what you need. And then if you are able to, then do that thing. I need to just read a book for a while. I need to go for a walk. I need to reach out to a friend. I need to not be scrolling through Facebook and looking at all the positive memes that are on there if I'm not feeling positive in this moment.
Yep.
Right. So it's that self-care from a place of moderation rather than, again, getting to the edge and leaping into the vat of zinc and hope that that's going to save you.
Right. Well, I mean, part of it too, I think for a lot of people is they're also now getting emails, and a lot of the emails are telling people, hey, don't pay attention to scams that come from the natural medicine world. Well, you know, one of our new hosts hasn't started yet, posted a video of what her experience was contracting the virus about 10 days ago. And the fact that she sought help from Dr. Darvish, and she's back to work. She never entered into the stages that most people are hearing about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the problem is that we're not taking those case studies and asking, well, what was done there?
Right.
Right. But she decided, I need to share my story. Because good. I'm no different than anybody else. And what happened to me was I was sick, really sick. And I got this help. And this is really where I am today. This is really for you and for me is we're trying to bring the positive message. We're trying to say, and I hope we're doing a good job. Coronavirus is a thing. It's not who we are.
Right.
And I ask myself every day, what can we do to make sure we're driving that home and yet hear what people are saying from them, their hearts? Isn't that why you did this today?
Yes, absolutely. It's on the one hand to have that positive, upbeat message of we're in this together. We can get through this together. Even if you contract the disease or the illness, there's lots of things that you can do to help yourself mentally as well as physically. And it is also to, as I said earlier in the show, to let people understand and know that we see them. You know, when we were preparing for this show, I remember we were talking about some of the statistics where sexual assault lines, crisis lines, suicide hotlines, these call centers are are inundated right now. Because again, wherever you found yourself in your life 8 weeks ago, all of that is going to become exacerbated. It's all going to be right in your face. You know, if you were in an abusive relationship 8 weeks ago, and now you're in quarantine, now you're in it. You are, there is nowhere to go, right? This is the collateral damage. This is the thing some people aren't talking about the impact that this is having on relationships and personal safety and security and autonomy and empowerment. And so this is why I said, you know, if you're feeling really poorly one day or feeling really upset or scared one day, to scroll through Facebook endlessly looking at all the happy memes is actually not going to be very helpful for you, because at a certain point, you're just going to feel like you can't ever get there again. You can't ever see what those people are feeling, or, you know, it doesn't speak to where you are. But you can reach out, if you can reach out to someone and say, I need an ear, I need a shoulder, virtual. I need some way to manage this that's now right in my face, you know, because now I'm living with this person who has been abusive, but now we're in the same place for hours a day.
Yep.
You know, whatever it is, whatever the situation is that seems impossible, the message that I would want to give to anyone in that situation is that there is always possibility, always, even if it doesn't feel like it in that moment. And to hold on to that hope, that sense of relief that is coming. I mean, here's the thing. This too shall pass, right? It will. It will change for a long time a lot of things, and hopefully some things permanently, like our pollution levels. Wouldn't that be great? But it will pass. You know, the influenza in 1918, it passed. Took a few years, but it passed. The bubonic plague, smallpox, like all of these big pathogen experiences that we've had as a species, we do come out of it on the other side. So I think it's important to have this balance, like here we are, let's bring it back to balance, or even harmony, if we want to use that word, between the reality of what we're experiencing and a hopefulness, an optimism that I think is so important to hold on to. The sky is falling, or we have hope. Which would you rather engage in? Which energy would you rather be in? For me, I would rather be in hope.
There's no question. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that that's easier for me to say at this point in my life now than it is for others to say. You know, I recognize that I live in a beautiful open space. There's lots of room around me. I can go for a walk. I'm healthy. My family's healthy. And financially, it's a tight string, but we're going to be okay. But I also have come into this from my original place of optimism, which I've always had my whole life. So I recognize it's an easier road for me to take right now. And I see, for those people who are not having an easy time at all of this, I see them. I want people to know that they're not forgotten, even if they're not being heard through the din of everything else that's going on right now.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a lesson I learned a long time ago, and I think you really captured it. And that is, there have been points in time in my life where I just didn't have faith. Mm-hmm. I didn't have faith that life was going to be okay, that I was going to be okay. That, you know, as wounded as I felt, I didn't have a sense that I'd be able to have a different life or a different perspective. And I remember, you know, one of my mentors saying to me, it's okay, Pat, in this moment, for you not to have faith in your life or faith in your future. It's okay, because I have more than enough for you. Yeah. So borrow mine. Mm-hmm. And that's our message for people today. Mm-hmm. You know, borrow ours, borrow Megan's, borrow mine, borrow somebody's that does. This is the kind of thing that we can share that doesn't cost anything. But if you can borrow up on faith, even for a nanosecond, you will be able to see a glimmer of light. And that glimmer of light in the dark of a dead sea is that thing that could guide your ship. And that's, I think, why you do what you do and I do what I do. Megan, thank you for today. Would you please tell folks how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you? And I'd love to know your personal message for today.
Of course. Well, as I said earlier, I'm easy to find. You can Google Megan Edge Healing. You can go to meganedge.ca. That's my website. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube, and it's all under Megan Edge Healing if you Google. And I'm on Transformation Talk Radio. Yes, what I would say is this. We are like a ripple. Everything that we think and feel goes out from us energetically in a ripple, and it impacts the people around us. So if you're finding yourself feeling impacted by somebody else, for example, somebody else's feelings or behavior or way that they're showing up in the world, you could stand in the center of your own ripple, and you could send out something different than what you are receiving. And to that, the last thing I would also say is, please treat the people around you the way that you wish you were being treated.
Yeah.
Truly, it's a simple thing. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. And that's how we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Megan. Thank you. Would you also make sure we mention Facebook, because you're also doing podcasts on the essential oils, by the way. And I've got mine running right over there 24/7.
Yes,
actually, awesome. Got to get some more thieves.
Okay, good.
Got to get that. Thank you. tell people about that for a minute, if you would.
Absolutely. So I work with essential oils. I've been doing it for a very long time. And recently I started working specifically with Young Living essential oils, the best oils, beautiful oils. If you're going to be working with essential oils, and I would love for all people, if they can, to be working with these oils. They're accessible, they're inexpensive, and they're amazing as a natural way of boosting our immune system and helping ourselves emotionally and physically, the whole nine yards. So on Facebook right now, we have a public group. Anyone is welcome to join. It's called the Essentials Roundtable with Megan Edge and Susan Seal. She's my partner in crime in all of this. And it's a place where people can ask questions, share their stories of essential oils, learn more about them. And Susan and I have a video podcast, I guess we'd call it, which is also by the same name, Essentials Roundtable. And that's something that we do. We were doing it in person, now we're doing it on Zoom. And we come out each week with a new episode that looks at the ways in which you can empower yourself, your health, your own journey to wellness by working with these amazing plant medicines and these essential oils. And I am more than happy to mentor anyone who wants to know more about it. So you can reach us through that group, the Essentials Roundtable on Facebook. And you can also find all the episodes on my YouTube channel. And I think very shortly, soon, or maybe now, they're also available through Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, right? I know we're getting ready to fire that up.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Because look, we're out there helping people in whatever way we can. But there is something to be said about what we've learned that we're bringing forward from wisdom cultures that have brought our very existence into being, and we're learning that and sharing that. So thank you, Megan, for all you do.
Thank you, Pat.
I want to thank everybody for tuning us in and turning us on, and we will be bringing you more updates as we learn things about what's happening, advise all of our small business people and all of you that are business of one people, that the relief that is out there is for you. For those of you that are contract and you're thinking, I cannot file for unemployment, yes, you can. So lots of information we're sharing. I want to thank you for doing what you do. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. Olivia, thank you for taking us out on Facebook. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network, providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. If you've missed any part of this episode or want to find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.